our sources in Burundi and elsewhere are telling us that the situation is very disquieting. The situation is very dire. There are acts of violence being committed by a whole range of actors. We are told that on a daily basis, corpses are found in the streets of people who have been killed, apparently for political reasons. And so we have had to issue a statement asking for the parliamentary authorities to step up to the plate and see what they can do to reduce this violence, to do away with this violence, and encourage dialogue among Burundians.
Given the climate of reprisals and tension, how can we expect parliamentarians to take a position?
We continue to say that parliamentarians represent all of Burundians in this particular instance. They are opinion leaders. They are leaders in their society, and people look up to them. So they have to come out and go around preaching the virtues of peace, the virtues of dialogue with a view to reconciliation, the virtues of inclusiveness in decision-making, so that every Burundian can identify with the decisions that are being taken at the level of the government, but also at the level of the parliament. This is a very important role that parliamentarians in Burundi have to play at this particular moment, in addition to the role that they are traditionally called upon to play in making laws and holding government accountable.
Finally, what role can the IPU have in helping in these efforts to reestablish peace and unity in the country?
We have a long history of cooperation with the parliament. We have been working with the parliament since the late 1990s to foster dialogue and inclusiveness within parliament, between parliament and other actors in society, civil society, the government, and the like. And when I received a high-level delegation from the Parliament of Burundi a couple of weeks ago, I offered continued support from the IPU in this direction, and it seems to me that we were understood, but I have not been formally approached for any assistance in this particular regard. And if we were called upon, we would step up to the plate and try to see with the parliament how we can help establish a framework for all-inclusive dialogue so that nobody finds themselves excluded from the process of national reconciliation.